And I welcome you aboard the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio and coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. It was sports radio royalty leading in this morning to the John Kincaid Show. Great to hear JT the Brick and hear Brick, especially the aftermath of a heavyweight fight. Many of you for a generation have been listening to JT. So that was good. It was a nice listen this morning. And it coached me up a little bit. I'll flat out raise my hand. And Brick calls it out many, many times. Now, being a guy in Vegas and being a listener to JT for a long time, I know he knows the fight game. He's a guy who knows the fight game. He's up on it. Being entrenched in the Vegas community certainly helps. You know, access to it all the time. But he's a guy who lives it, breathes it, loves it. I used to. And that's sort of where I'll start today. I used to. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed boxing. I paid attention to it. I would frequently, you know, I guess 6-7 times in my radio career, gone out for a big fight to do radio shows, things like that. I cared about it. It was something where it was absolutely destination to know about the fight, to be excited about the fight, to be passionate about the fight game. It's not there anymore for me. And JT brought it up earlier saying, look, you're going to hear talk radio over the next few days, people talking about this fight and talking about the ramifications of Andy Ruiz Jr. being the heavyweight champion of the world. And I've heard people say, well, this is the biggest upset, you know, maybe ever. I guess it was Chris Mannix in the interview after the game. I mean, after the match that said, you know, hey, this is the biggest upset since Buster Douglas. There's a big difference, though. And I'm just being honest. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And I'm not being flippant to those of you who like the fight game because I really used to enjoy it big time. I really did. I mean, it was something that to me was, I remember when big fights were on Friday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern time back in the day. And my father was hugely into it and my uncles really into it. And you'd watch Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier and Sugar Ray Leonard and things were, it was important. It was destination. It was something that you had to do. You had to watch. You were interested in watching. Nobody had to prompt you to watch it. I got to tell you, and I'm just being honest with you, I wouldn't even have known where to find Andy Ruiz Jr. last night. And to be honest, Andy Ruiz Jr., I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. If you had asked me yesterday morning, you bump into me at Bagel Boys, say, hey, John, what do you think about that Ruiz Jr. tonight? Does he got a shot against Anthony Joshua? I honestly probably would have said, is that MMA? I don't know. Because America doesn't care. America doesn't care. And what we're finding is that there are things that America just doesn't care about. And yes, and I heard Brick earlier, you know, telling us, like, look how much money these boxers are making. Look, this is important. Look at the money they're making. Yeah, for getting a zealot to someday, you know, buy a big pay-per-view match and things like that. They're there. I was out for Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Pacquiao. I was out for that fight. I think I woke up 2 days later. I maybe was on my flight home from Vegas and somebody nudged me and said, wake up. And I was like, oh my gosh, who won the fight? It was so absolutely boring. Boxing's fallen off the map in the United States. We have no idea. I guarantee you, I'll let people who know the game of boxing tell me how big this Andy Ruiz Jr. upset is. But what I know is that it doesn't move the needle. It doesn't inspire people anymore. It doesn't get you to your TVs. It doesn't get you, it doesn't get the American public tongues wagging. It just doesn't. And then I worked in the NHL for many years. If you have listened to the show over the years, you know, back as a college student, I worked for Mike Keenan, legendary NHL head coach, doing video and statistical work for the coaching staff of the Philadelphia Flyers. And then worked for him outside of, after college. I loved hockey. I worked on radio and television team broadcasting for the Atlanta Thrashers over the years, who, by the way, we just passed the 8th anniversary of Gary Bettman stealing our team right out from under us like a thief in the night. Gary Bettman, who couldn't lead a bachelor party to a strip club. He's terrible. He's terrible. Man's terrible. He's so terrible. Do you remember when the Stanley Cup Finals used to be on network TV? Do you remember when the Stanley Cup Finals used to be on ESPN? Gary Bettman has literally walked back a product to where now you've got to be searching for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. And spoiler alert, I guarantee you people weren't watching. What was on NBC last night? Was it Golden Girls or something? I don't know what NBC has on Saturday nights anymore, Anthony.
At 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, you had a rerun of Songland, which is songwriters.
What is that?
The songwriters pitched their original music to John Legend.
I've seen commercials for that show.
And then at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, you had 2 hours of Dateline NBC.
All better than the NHL. When I say this with love. I am a fan of hockey. I coached hockey, love hockey, broadcast hockey, loved the NHL with a passion. Gary Bettman has taken the Audi A8 that was the NHL at one time. The NHL maximized everything that it possibly could be in the United States. Gary Bettman was tossed the keys to that Audi A8. It now is some plug-in Leaf car that can't even do 45 in the left lane. That's holding up everybody else. NBC goes, oh, no, we're good. We're good. People care so much about seeing the Bruins and the Blues are such entrenched by this snorefest that we're going to air a rerun of a songwriter show with John Legend on it. And then we're going to show you Dateline NBC. Okay, I'm going to spoil the Dateline NBC last night. I'm guessing the husband killed her or the ex-boyfriend killed her.
A teen's murder shakes a Nevada community.
Oh, it was a teen then. Okay. I guarantee you, that's something that happened last night. A teen's murder shattered a community. There you go. The more you know. Lester Holt standing there in front of that fake staircase with the fake brick. My gosh. I think I've seen them all. Sometimes it's really bad. I have seen the same story done on Dateline NBC 2020 and 48 Hours. I've seen them all do the same story. And sometimes I swear somebody else commits the murder when you watch it on one network to another. I'm not sure how that works out. We've got game two of the NBA Finals tonight because it's really important that you take 2 days off between games of an NBA Final. It's really important that the NBA not play on Saturday night last night. Because I'm sure the NBA was very, very concerned about going up against the Bruins and the Blues and the 58,000 people nationally that watched it. So the NBA had to keep away from that. Really got it. It's good that we're spreading out these games like this. Let's really get these guys a lot of rest. Because it's not like the Golden State Warriors didn't have 10 freaking days off. 10 before the NBA Finals started. So it's important we get them another 2 days rest before we play game two of the same series. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I guarantee you they want this one day. If every series went seven games this year, I think the finals were going to be decided on 4th of July. They're going to lead you right into the parades. It's unbelievable. You see game two tonight. I was ready for game two last night. I wanted game two last night. And if I had been able to find anything in sports that was really compelling to find around, I believe NBC Sports Network, I think, is 220, I think, on the satellite. I think it's 220, 221 maybe, I don't know. And by the time I found it, it was already 3-0, and I'm like, okay, this is just not my night. And I did not expect to start the show with boxing today. And if you were looking for insight on Andy Ruiz Jr.'s victory last night, I'm sorry. I am not doing what your normal sports talk radio hosts will do. They'll cram. They'll try to find somebody else's opinion on the internet, and they'll regurgitate it to you about how the fight went. I have no idea how Andy Ruiz Jr. is the heavyweight champion of the world this morning, and I had no idea who Andy Ruiz Jr. was yesterday. And that's boxing's fault. And the NHL being on, stuck on the back shelf of NBC, that they're airing Dateline NBC and music shows, John Legend songwriting shows, and they know we will get better advertising revenue and more eyeballs on our network by avoiding the NHL. That's a boxing problem. That's an NHL problem. And that is horrible. It's horrible for sports fans that it's become like that. But unless there's a palace coup and Gary Bettman gives way to somebody who can actually promote a product, I don't see how anything's ever going to change. And for some reason, this man just keeps just getting a, give him a new contract. Give him a new contract. I'll tell you a decision Gary Bettman made once. We were having the NHL All-Star game here in Atlanta. So I'm doing television and radio for the team. Pre-game show, post-game show, television, radio, ringside reporter, things like that. And Gary Bettman decided to spend all the money promoting the NHL, promoting the NHL All-Star game coming to town with an urban radio station. You can't make it up. Can't make it up. Not the flagship. He went with another station. And Gary Bettman is a moron. Flat out. And he's got his product on, seriously, it's right next to the Home Shopping Network. And spoiler alert, Home Shopping Network probably got better ratings last night. Just calling it as I see it.